This month, we learned that Seattle's tallest building, the Columbia Center, has been purchased by a Hong Kong-based investment group. John Talton is economics columnist for the Seattle Times, and he's been looking into this story. So is the purchase of Seattle's tallest skyscraper by this group from Hong Kong the sign of a bigger trend going on, John?
It actually is, Ross. Chinese investors and just average Chinese millionaires are buying property here. It's a natural economic condition in as much as we have a huge investment and trade deficit with China, so those dollars have to go somewhere. That means coming back to the United States. We saw this in the 80s with Japan. Investment in real estate is happening in what I call technopolises, places like Seattle and Silicon Valley. And Seattle is a better bargain than Silicon Valley. There are actually stories of individual Chinese wanting to buy mansions on the east side to be close to Bill Gates.
Wow. So you mentioned mansions on the east side. We know about the Columbia Center, this giant skyscraper. What are the types of things are people buying?
Well, we don't have a whole lot of 30,000-foot data, but anecdotally, we know that Chinese investment is helping to power this building boom. What is less known is what's called foreign direct investment, which we can also talk about.
What's foreign direct investment?
Well, that's where companies that are based outside the United States come here. They set up wholly owned subsidiaries and employ people. And an example of that is BMW's assembly line in South Carolina. And interestingly, Washington actually lags the national average in foreign direct investment. But we are on the radar screen, and this is the Asian century. We're perfectly positioned. Chinese people come here. So it's going to be interesting to see in the future if we get more foreign direct investment.
So that sort of thing would be buying here to do business here, but do we have any idea of how much of this is just speculative real estate investments? They know that there's a good chance if they buy here, the price is going to go up and they'll be able to sell it at a future date.
Sure, there's a lot of that.
How do these foreign investments affect our economy, both positively and negatively?
It's mostly positive. You want to have investment come here. It buoys the economy by bringing dollars in, by being a bulwark for further construction and housing and projects like that. The only negative is that it also drives up prices. So one of the many, many things that is making people worried about housing affordability here, you can include these Chinese investors.
So because a lot of loose money floating around, and if it comes here, those of us not as well equipped to bid against it are going to be on the losing side.
Sure, but this is a safe place to invest. It's an attractive place worldwide to invest. And it's a huge vote of confidence in us.
You know, I had heard anecdotes that some Chinese parents were buying homes here for their student children who might be attending the University of Washington just as a way so they don't have to live in a dorm, I guess.
I've heard that, too, and I sure picked the wrong parents.
John Talton, you can read him in the Seattle Times, where he's an economics columnist. Also, his latest mystery novel, High Country Nocturne, about Phoenix, the home of Phoenicians, as John has just told me, is out now, too. Thanks so much for stopping by, John.
Thanks, Ross.
It's The Record on KUOW.